We remember those members, those dear saints from Good Shepherd that have been called to the church triumphant. And we pray that God would bless us with that sense of victory in that respect. And also teach us to number our days so that we too will join in that grand and glorious family reunion in heaven. A couple of words on our worship service. Our opening hymn, For All the Saints, number 677. We'll sing the first six verses. We'll save the last two for our closing hymn. So we'll sing the first six verses, and I would ask that you would stand as the cross enters into the church. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3. That's on page 184 and following. Have a worship insert for the day. Readings are on one side, the propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day of joy, this day of victory, this day of celebration, this day that still has tears. Tears of joy, of course, but tears of sorrow as we think of our family and friends that are no longer with us. And that void is real. And we know that the consequences of sin are real. Heavenly Father, bless us with the good news that sin has been destroyed along with death and the power of the grave by the gift of your Son, whose perfect life, bloody death, and glorious resurrection has won for us forgiveness and life everlasting. Help us, Lord, as we live on this side of heaven, to live with our eyes firmly fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 677. Divine Service Setting 3, page 184. Page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The first reading for the Feast of All Saints is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 7. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us join now in the gradual for today. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. The epistle is from 1 John, chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, and that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand now for the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Alleluia and verse. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my behalf. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of our Lord. Now we confess our one faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated for our hymn of the day, number 676, Behold a Host Arrayed in White.
Thank you. grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is from the first reading, especially these words. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. Thus far, our text. Dear friends in Christ, All Saints' Day is often a bittersweet day in the church year. Because on this day, we speak the names of our dead. Those of our family, those of our parish who have died since the last All Saints' Day. We name them here before the Lord. In the Lord's house, in the presence of God, in the presence of this congregation. For some of us, there will be names of people that we know only a little. For some of us, we'll read the names of people who are greatly loved and now are missed. There are names of people whom we remember with fondness. There may be a name or two we remember with dislike. There are names of those who leave huge holes in our heart, even to this day. Today, All Saints' Day, we remember the blessed dead. We remember those who have come out of the great tribulation, who are no longer in this sinful world, who have realized the fullness of God's salvation, earned by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. As we read these names and remember them, we do not do so in glowing and cleverly worded obituaries or even with eulogies that praise the virtue of those who are deceased. After all, we have no need to inflate the memories of our dead. We won't lie today saying, so-and-so was always such a good person, or she was always so sweet. Because the truth is, they weren't always wonderful or perfect people. They were, like you and like me, poor, miserable sinners. In fact, it's because of sin that they have departed this world. And be not fooled, dear friends. You have sinned also, and because of your sin, you too will one day depart this world. Leave it because of death. And as we read these names today, we do not do so thinking that they are now angels looking down on us. Because nowhere in Scripture is that idea found. God promises something better than being an angel. For angels are spirit alone. But the blessed dead, whose names we read today, are still human in nature, with flesh and blood as well as soul. Their flesh awaits its raising. And rise they shall, because Christ has promised it. And so it is that they will live forever before God, body and soul. As we read the names of these blessed dead this morning, we do not do so to ask them for special blessing. We do not ask them to look down upon us or to speak to God on our behalf. Our blessed dead will not hear our requests or suffer to be bothered with them. The truth is, this world is no longer their concern. They are at peace, a peace that surpasses all worldly human understanding. They are at peace, a peace that cares not for the worries that engulf your life and mine. They are at peace. And so we do not pray to the saints we name today. We do not eulogize them, forgetting the bad and remembering the good. We name them today because of what Christ did for them on the cross. It's Jesus we should talk about, because it's Jesus who saved them. And as we name our blessed dead, we should not think that they hang around in cemeteries or in homes haunting us. The souls of the blessed dead were not out last week bothering trick-or-treaters either. The souls of the ones whom we name today are in heaven. They're with God. They don't need our garden lights upon their graves or our offerings sitting on their tombstones. They will not live on in our hearts either. For if that were true, where would they live when our heart dies and stops beating? No, they're not in cemeteries. They're not within us. They are with God, the wedding feast of the Lamb, the peace that surpasses understanding. They are at rest. They don't need us to keep their ashes on the fireplace. They are in heaven, in God's kingdom. And so it is, dear Christians, here is something that we need to consider on this All Saints' Day as we name those blessed dead who have departed from us. We need to remember our day is coming. Every sinful moment of every sinful day brings our hearts closer to dying, our lungs closer to being stilled, our bodies to being cold and dead. Soon, much sooner than we care to imagine, we will die as well. It may happen slowly, it may happen suddenly, but it will happen at God's good timing. Our possessions will be passed on to our heirs, whether they will be used wisely or not. Our stuff will become someone else's stuff to be used or thrown away or auctioned off. Our bodies will decay. The memory of our life will fade into oblivion. That's the very reason that we name the blessed dead today. Because they are the blessed dead. And though the world may forget them, though their stuff may be gone, though their bodies may be rotting in the grave, God has not forgotten them. And he never will. We read these names because they are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation that is this sinful world. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, the blood that poured from the cross, the blood that poured from Jesus. And in that blood, they've been purified of sin. In that blood, their death was declared null and void. In that blood, God has promised to undo what happened to them in the last year, to raise them from the dead, just as Jesus has been raised from the dead. Those whose names we read today are now before the throne of God, serving him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. And one day bodily they shall be before God forever without end. They shall be resurrected to live with Christ forever. The graves where we laid the bodies are not a final resting place. They're a place of sleep, a place to await Christ's return. That promise was given to those blessed dead in the waters of holy baptism, where they were baptized into the death of Christ, so that their death was no longer their own, but instead was Christ's death. Their suffering was no longer their own, it was Christ's suffering. Their dying was no longer their own, it was Christ's dying. They were connected directly to the suffering, dying, death of Jesus. And since they've died with Jesus, they also rise with Jesus. As Jesus rose, so too will every person whose name we read here today and those whom we remember from years past. They are the triumphant in the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ. And dear friends, that promise of resurrection, of life, of glory forever, it belongs to you as well. You will die. Your day is coming. But you also die with Jesus. It may happen soon, it may be a long time. You may suffer long or short, but you do it all with Christ. It might be 50 years until that day when your time in this world is over, but your Lord will still be with you. You will not be forgotten. And when you die, you will be with Jesus. Because you've already died in your baptism with Jesus. And one day you will rise with Jesus to live forever, to be at peace, to stand before God in heaven where there is no more hunger or thirst, no more crying or pain, and the comfort that is there is God's own hand wiping away all of your sorrows so that you might live in his love even forevermore. That promise is yours. It's for you now in the death and resurrection of Jesus, just as it is for those blessed dead whose names we read today. Today is All Saints' Day, a bitter, sweet day. Bitter as we consider death, and sweet as we consider Christ. Today we read the names of those who have already passed into life forever with Jesus. One day we'll read our names. One day our name will be engraved in a headstone, and we will sleep, waiting the day when we shall be woken up to live forever. We await the resurrection of the dead, the church triumphant. We await life forever in the blood of Jesus. For just as those blessed dead whose names we read are, we one day will be. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time we stand and we sing our offertory.
Seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, who has conquered sin, death, and the devil for you and for all people. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of Christ's victory over death and the grave would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for Good Shepherd member Lyle Muth, who is hospitalized and whose departure seems near. We pray for friend of Good Shepherd Donna White, who is currently hospitalized. We pray for the father of former Pastor Murundi, Steve Murundi, who is hospitalized following surgery. We pray for the great-grandson of Elaine Egner, Riker Wenzel, who is recuperating from brain surgery. We pray for Good Shepherd member Vernita Gerdes, who has returned home after a hospital and rehabilitation stay. And we also pray for the family of Elaine Van Valkenburg, whose brother Wilfred was called to his eternal home. We pray. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been or will be nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to all who mourn comfort in their grief and assure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give courage and faith to your people who pass through difficult and trying times. Especially this day, we remember Vernita, Riker, Steve, Donna, Al, Joyce, Cindy, Lori, Kim, Ron, Shirley, Pastor Arlen Russert, Greg, Sherry, Caitlin, Carol, Marge, Jared, Wayne, and all those that we remember in our hearts. Give them relief according to your will and strength to meet the challenges ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and final healing at the resurrection of the dead. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember in your kindness all entrusted with civil authority among us and give them courage, wisdom, and integrity. Bless our nation as we go to the polls this week. Bless our nation with peace. Bless our nation with a rule of law and order. Bless us, Heavenly Father, even though we do not deserve your blessing. Be with us and support us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Raise up ever new servants of the word and strengthen and sustain those whom you have sent, that the good news of sin's forgiveness and death's defeat, may bring everlasting joy to your elect. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Eternal Father, you alone make the decisions concerning life and death. We ask you to show mercy to your servant Lyle, whose death seems imminent. If it be your gracious will, restore him and lengthen his earthly life. But if not, keep him in his baptismal grace and in your abiding care. Give him a repentant heart, firm faith, and a lively hope. Let not the fear of death cause him to waver in confidence and trust. At your chosen time, grant him a peaceful departure and a joyous entrance into everlasting life with the glorious company of all your saints. Lord, in your mercy. In joyful expectation of the resurrection to life eternal, we remember before the Lord our departed family and friends who have gone before us in the faith, and all those who are in our hearts and minds this day. At this time, we remember the saints of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Nebraska, whom God has called to their eternal home during this past year. Weldon Dewar, Marianne Getchell, Arlene Haydenfelt, Doretta Kleinkoff, Raleigh Victor, Dorothy White, Almighty God, we remember with thanksgiving those who have loved and served you in your church on earth and who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints and bring us at last to the joy of your heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue now with the service of the sacrament, page 194 and following. Page 194. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, in the communion of all your saints, gathered into the one body of your Son. You have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy.
Hosanna.
art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
Christ. peace and joy in the city's heart. Con, welcome to the Lord's table. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus, given unto death for you for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Part now with peace and joy.
The very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. We stand. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Please remain standing for our closing hymn, the last two verses of 677, For All the Saints.
Amen.
be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, who declares us saints holy by his precious blood shed on Calvary's cross. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for all the activities and events happening in the days and weeks ahead. We've got a sign up out there for our Thanksgiving dinner for our seniors here at church. If you can help out, that would be great. We also have a sign up out there for pictorial directory and addresses and all that stuff. So check that out. We need some correct information. Trying to put together a pictorial directory sooner rather than later for our new pastor who's putting names and faces together. We're getting closer and closer to our school, preschool, and Sunday school Christmas program. If the kids want to participate, teachers need to know so we can work and plan accordingly. Papers have been going home. Check with your teacher, pastors, or whatever, and practices will be starting soon. I don't know off the top of my head. You're all invited for coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. And we have two opportunities for Bible study today. Continue our look at the book of Romans in the fellowship hall. And a summary of Christian doctrine. What are we studying today, Pastor?
We're going to finish talking about who God is and creation. And then we're also going to look at the fall into sin if we have time.
Okay. That sounds an awful lot like Romans chapter 1, what we'll be studying. So either one, you're going to be fine. Joy. Okay, and the celebration of heroes is in coordination with Veterans Day and that celebration. So great celebration here at our school. Sunday school opening in here. As soon as the kids get a piece of cake or a cookie in their belly, try to get in here in about 5 minutes or so. And I don't know, I think that's all. Have a great day and week in the Lord Jesus Christ.